Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A Burger King employee named Kevin received a lackluster gift of a goodie bag to celebrate his 27-year work anniversary. And apparently he had never missed a day of work in 27 years.
Wow.
So it's nice that they wanted to recognize him, but I guess he got a goodie bag and it wasn't that great of a goodie bag. And people, when they saw this, when it went viral, were like, this is ridiculous, dude, for what you've done for 27 years. So they put together a GoFundMe for this guy, and he's received over $30,000 in donations. And as you can imagine, Kevin is very, very grateful.
The love that people are giving me is just so overwhelming. I just want to thank everyone. I'm grateful for anything. I don't want to say I want this or that. All I want is to go to work and have fun and make everybody's life better. Like they're doing to me, life is good. So as long as you're here, it's good.
You know, I why don't I have an attitude like that?
Are you curious of what he got in the gift bag?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, because I would be pissed. I would definitely be pissed if it wasn't anything good. Let's see what he got.
Yeah, were there onion rings?
27
in there?
Years.
There are no onion rings and no Whopper, and that's probably why. Because Whoppers are too expensive these days.
Okay. Okay.
It's $7. We can't give this guy a $7 Whopper.
Right.
I would love the onion rings. Right? I'm with Rev on that.
So according to this one story, it was a small see-through gift bag. So that's good for traveling and like sporting events.
Okay,
you want it to be see-through.
Yeah.
So that in itself is a gift.
All right.
A bag of Reese's chocolate, two pens, a Starbucks reusable cup, and a movie ticket.
For 27 years?
I just got like my little notice that I'm 20 years here at this company, and I didn't get diddly squat.
Right?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't think I remember much happening for my 20 years either, Steve.
Yeah. So, here we are, like, poo-pooing it. We didn't get anything. I'd be happy with a movie ticket.
Apparently, David Spade donated $5,000.
I saw that.
What?
Dude.
What?
Yeah, like the story said, David Spade gave thousands of dollars when he saw that.
Boy, you know what would have happened if The Rock gave money to that? It would have been all over his social media. See, David Spade doesn't even put it on his. We wouldn't have known about this.
Well, maybe he did put it on his Instagram.
I don't know. Maybe did he? I haven't heard about this at all. I haven't seen David in a video going, "Hey, look at me with this guy over here."
No, it's not on his Instagram.
No. Yeah, he's not humble bragging about that, is he, Steve?
He would. It's probably because on GoFundMe you can see like who donated. So I wonder if it says David Spade. What if it's not even the real David? It's not the celebrity David Spade.
No, apparently David Spade slid into this guy's DMs and's like, "Yep, no, keep up the good work."
Wow.
It's like, "Wait till you're 30," with the little funny face.
Isn't that funny what like David Spade decided, "Okay, this is what I want to do." You know what I mean? What gets somebody's attention? Cuz there's a lot of good causes out there. And how about David Spade was like, "You know what? I like this cause. I'm going to do this."
If based on your argument, he should have been an anonymous donor if you're like,
yeah,
what if The Rock's one of these anonymous $500 donors?
Yeah, I doubt that.
Well,
but yes.
Right.
You know what The Rock would have done? How much Terramana would he have sent the guy? Probably a ton.
Dude, it's so crazy because, you go to the GoFundMe, you can, sort it by the top donors. And, everyone's, just a bunch of random names. Someone giving $500, someone giving $100, which is really awesome that people just, for some reason, this touched people to the point where they're like, "I want to give this guy some money. He deserves more than just a Reese's chocolate and a reusable Starbucks cup." But then at the very top, there it is. David Spade, $5,000.
Yeah, that
which
is.
Had to be a mind F for this guy. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, and you like you said, Steve, you can do it anonymously, but I wonder if the dude even knows who David Spade is. I mean, maybe he does. He seems like he's old enough.
Well, it's his new favorite actor, BJ.
That's a fact.
Now it is, right?
Better be.
Yeah. And I want to say this. If it was the employees that got him the bag, then that's a nice thing because it's not like the employees at that Burger King are making much more than he is. So, that's probably, something nice that they all got together and did for him. The owner of the Burger King, because a lot of times they're independently owned, that dude could have done something. Whoever owns that Burger King, that would have been nice for that person to do something.
Yeah,
but I feel bad for everybody the people had their heart in the right place and they only make so much money, I'm sure. And they're getting dissed on the Internet. Anyway, it's like, well, what do you want them to do? They're just employees like him.
Yeah, according to the GoFundMe fundraiser, too, like, he'd been working there when he was a single, started when he was a single dad to gain, he had custody of him and his daughter and her sister, so his two daughters. Then as the family grew, he remarried, but he continued to work there because of the amazing health insurance that was provided through this employer because it was unionized.
Oh, okay. Well, good for him.
27 years, never missed a day.
Whoa, man. I didn't realize that some Burger Kings were unionized. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Well, I mean, you know what? It's happening to a lot of places right now. Starbucks mm-hmm. has got some, and Amazon, they're trying to unionize. So,
The free Whoppers you probably got to bring home to the family.
What a great attitude from this guy. And yeah, the free Whoppers, you're right. I mean, the guy, what a great guy. A single dad, got custody of the kids, trying to do the, man, you know, if anybody could use $30,000, I'm so happy it was this guy.
And also, it's because of that attitude people were so up for probably wanting to send him money. Like, if he was just like, I hate this, like, I'm so mad. Like, no, everyone would be like, oh, all right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's because of his attitude that people wanted to open up their wallets and donate to his cause.
Yeah. And then for some reason, The Rock ignored him.
Well, The Rock can only do so much, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.